Representative Byron Donalds, UK believes we can print, dollar, whatever we want. By Catherine Hamilton on February 26, 2022. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, slammed far-left Democrats, specifically Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, for unleashing inflation on our shores and telling the American people that spending more money was going to fix our issues. I serve on a committee with Ocasio-Cortez, and she literally believes that we can print whatever we want. It doesn't matter how much we borrow, it doesn't matter how much we spend, Donald said on Friday during a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Orlando, Florida. But she can believe all that while she drives her nice little Tesla and lives in one of the most expensive apartments in Washington, D.C., he continued. You see, the left loves to deride capitalism. But they actually love capitalism. They love what it creates for them, but they want you. And they want me, and they want every hard-working American to bend the knee. Donalds pointed to other leftist policy disasters like critical race theory, gender identity, and the Keystone Pipeline. However, he did credit Democrat Senators Joe Manchin, WV, and Kyrsten Sinema, Oz, for holding back a great deal of President Joe Biden's socialist agenda. The only thing that saved us from Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders' radicalism are two Democrat senators who actually remembered they represent red states, he said. Donald seemingly took another swipe at Ocasio-Cortez when speaking about Democrats' push to federalize elections. The congresswoman was caught taking a trip to Miami Beach in late December and was pictured enjoying a cocktail with her boyfriend. They want to fix the elections to make the rest of America like California. Even though so many of them come to the great state of Florida to vacation and take a day at the beach and sip Moscow mules, that's actually a pretty great drink, he quipped. Their design is simple. Their design is to make sure that the elites in our country and the useful idiots in Washington, D.C., are the ones who control our economy, he said. Donalds ended on a high note, saying America has woken up to encroaching socialism sponsored by the far left. We're not going down a socialist road and we're going to fight them this November, he said. In a few months, when we finally send Nancy Pelosi home packing, we are going to show America, and we are going to show the world that a society based on religious freedom, a society based on economic freedom, a society based on political freedom, is the only society that will work, not just in America, but around the globe.